Let's talk road repairs, specifically the out-of-whack funding system that means $9.7 million is being poured into widening 1.3 miles of 23-mile road in Macomb County, while elsewhere in the county, there are 800 lane miles of roads in poor condition and no money to fix it. Chad Livengood dug into this for Crane's Detroit Business, and he's with us now. Chad, you live in Macomb County. What did you see driving around that led to this story?
Well, I drive 10-mile, 11-mile, 12-mile, 9-mile through the older suburbs of Macomb County. I live in one of those suburbs, St. Clair Shores, and I experience the jarring roads every day. And recently I was out on 23-mile, and I saw that they were widening the road, and there's a lot of subdivision sprawl going out there. There's these higher density condo buildings being built out in farm fields. And it got me thinking about, well, what are we paying for this? And how much is this costing? Because I knew off the top of my head that Macomb County has 800 some odd miles of county roads alone that are rated in poor condition. And of course, we know there is a major road funding problem in the state where these counties cannot catch up with the cost that they are absorbing.
So we're talking about these outer ring suburban townships, the places that used to be farm fields, and now we're seeing, like you say, condo developments, we're seeing subdivisions with big, expensive new homes, and a lot of old two-lane country roads.
Yeah, I mean, these are the areas that were sod farms and plant nurseries just, 20 years ago. And there's continued sprawl going on, even though we as a state, and specifically Southeast Michigan, really have stagnant population, we're still moving out into far-flung areas. This is going on in Canton still. It's going on in South Lyon, Brighton, even around Ann Arbor. But at the same time, we're not keeping up with the infrastructure that we have. And that's a sort of an important issue I don't think has been talked about or debated enough in the legislature and in county commissions and road commissions is in townships specifically. And this is a case where you have charter townships like Chesterfield and Macomb Township that are approving subdivisions and essentially just dumping the road cost and infrastructure cost onto the county, because townships under Michigan's road funding law don't get direct aid from the state to pay for the roads that they have the ability to add a lot of congestion to by adding 400 or 500 unit subdivisions. And so I'm kind of raising the question about, what is the long-term policy here specifically to sort of pay for all this infrastructure, especially since right now we don't seem to be able to catch up with all the stuff we already built.
Yeah. Now, you've talked about this with Macomb County Exec Mark Hackle. What is his take?
Well, he admits he's basically a political prisoner to townships that want to expand their tax base. And as the way I put it in my column was, townships that want to expand their tax base to turn farm fields into cul-de-sacs. And he's also a prisoner to housing developers who want to turn farm fields into cul-de-sacs. I mean, that's essentially the problem that's gone on for over a couple generations now in Macomb County. You have these suburbs that built out before these townships like Clinton and Shelby that are pretty mature and more developed townships. And they did the same thing. They basically built out big subdivision networks and put the cost of the roads onto the county. And now you have these even newer ones like Washington and Macomb Township and Chesterfield that are just essentially repeating the same thing that happened a generation ago.
And meantime, for the older, less affluent cities, let's say Warren, Hazel Park, you do a good description in your story about what it's like driving along the mile roads in those cities.
Yeah, I mean, it's impassable in some places. I mean, there are some repairs going on right now. I just kind of crawled down 12 Mile in Warren just a little bit ago this afternoon. And I mean, there was some work, but they can't seem to keep up. I mean, it was a lot of work last year when Mountain Road was falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
Sterling Heights in Warren and the county had to scrape together just money anywhere they could find to do a temporary repaving of most sections of Mountain Road from 696 up to Hall Road, even though they went out and got a quarter $250 million federal grant for a complete rebuild that they're going to turn around and do in the next couple of years. Hmm. They just needed to get basically repave some parts of that road because it was, you know, impassable. And this is showing up everywhere. I mean, Harper Avenue through St. Clair Stores in Roseville, I've been calling it the new mound because it's sort of, you know, it's really one of these old concrete roads that's just getting these big gaps and it's becoming no sort of bucktooth, driving surface basically. And this is, you know, this isn't unique to Macomb County. I mean, this is prevalent in Ingham County. There's parts of Washtenaw County that, you know, clearly have the same type of infrastructure. You drive through some city streets in Ypsilanti or in Lansing, and you get this similar feeling that there's an infrastructure that's falling apart. And meanwhile, there's still this sprawl going on in Michigan, even though we don't really have the population to even show for it.
Because as you write in your piece, Chad Livengood, this is the public policy of Southeast Michigan transportation planning for the past half century, since the Truman administration. Is there any interest in Lansing in correcting this situation?
There is interestingly enough, Mike Shirky, a Senate Majority Leader, who's a businessman, he owns a tool and die manufacturing company in Jackson. He's been thinking about this in terms of a business case, and if you're going to build new roads, you need to have money behind those roads to replace it, to maintain it. He thinks about it in the case of his own machines, and if he doesn't replace and update his own machines, he's out of business. And he's like, we're not doing that with roads, and he thinks that needs to be reconsidered. And so, we'll see if this becomes part of the debate. And right now, you know, as you know, Cindy, they have a hard time to try to figure out where they're going to get all the money to fix the current infrastructure, much less think about long term. But that's, you know, that's what we really kind of need some people in Lansing to be thinking about long term. What is the public policy of Michigan, especially if we want to have growth?
Yeah, because the question, I guess, really is, how do we back up development with a revenue stream to support it as you're building and in the future?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to a guy named Ken DeCoke who runs a long time nursery out on 23 Mile Road that's basically being surrounded by subdivisions, and it's just a matter of time before his family is probably going to sell their family farm, their three generation family farm, and he kind of put it sort of succinctly. There's a saying in Macomb County that the township, the county, and the state fix the roads after the people arrive, not before they arrive.
Chad Livengood with Crane's Detroit Business. You never know what kind of story will occur as you're driving around noticing road repairs, where they're happening and where they're not happening. It is always great to talk with you, Chad Livengood. Thank you so very much.
Anytime. Thank you.